这个我有点
三
不太
十
清
年，
楚。
没有 premium premium，你可以录屏 premium。
What are you downloading here? Good morning, you're downloading there.
It's we don't say time for anything.
When's this ready after the hour?
I think today's Wednesday.
There's one of them.
Think so, Wednesday.
You're real cool, man. Okay. Today we're finishing El Matias, starting a market. Special CM after davening. Keep your eyes open.
What?
Things are coming. Don't leave early. You might want to get something. Good shoes in here. I got a really good shoes in. Only the bottom.
I'll keep my eyes open.
They should sponsor for John Yakima from it and for Sri's aunt and uncle, Yomachan Yitzhak and Rizal Adol Murphy. And for Omer Mekasim and Arna Esther, hopefully they come soon and we can find out what the real name is. Zoch the Gemara. Interesting Gemara today. So we're finishing up the sugya of Tsar Baal Chaim. We still don't have a clear, we know Rabbi Yisrael Gluli holds there's no Tsar Baal. So Rabbi Yisrael Gluli holds no Tsar Baal Chaim. And the question is, what do we hold? See, the Gemara says, Toshma. The Pasuk says, Rovis means that he's buckled from the heavy load. You could go ahead and help him out when he buckles. So Gemara says, Rovis veloy ravtson, and not if he's a buckler. A buckler means that it's a normal thing for him to do this. So he's constantly buckling. Then you're not mechuyev. Even though we said that you mechuyev even 4, 5, 6, 100 times, that's only an animal that doesn't buckle. But an animal that's rogel lekach, you're not mechuyev. Ravens like emetachas masoi.
Why? Because then it's not tzar baal chaim.
It's normal. Good kasha. It's more kasha. If it's tzar baal chaim, then what's the difference?
How about here?
Like emetachas masoi.
Keep my eyes open.
Vlame Furik, pick up the eyelids. Vlame Furik, Takas Masoi. Masoi Shiyochel Amidboy. That's right. Vlame Takas Masoi. Vlame Furik, Takas Masoi. And Masoi Shiyochel Amidboy. So all these Tanoim in the Chiyav of you loading up the animal, fixing it. The Amid Sar Balachayim Der Aiso. So Mali Roibet, Mali Rapta, Mali Oimid. All these things doesn't matter. If it's Tzar Baal Chaim, it's Tzar Baal Chaim. The point is you're doing this that the animals is hurt. Because the animals is used to doing this, what's the difference? It's still hurt. It's buckled. Hamani be like Lilu Dharma Tzar Baal Chaim there upon. Tokaram Stava, the Tony Takas Masoi, Masoi Shiokalan boy. Man Shaman the Isli High Swar be like Lili. That's Rabbi Yisrael Gluli. He doesn't hold it, Tzar Baal Chaim. Shmami no. So much of Mimba
to Mike. Now back to Moshe's question though. This guy's walking down the street. How does he know if he's a Robinson or not?
Because he's been watching an animal for 2 years. And every time he walks by the animal goes like a trick. And those guys always hit your knee.
So this is a very specific case.
Yeah.
There's the camera in front of me.
So Shiach Lan, but Shamina, the Isle, High Story, Rizagli Shamina. Only with that much like a Rizagli, what can he say for? What is it in the Sefer? Takas Masoi, Veloy Mefurik. My limb before it, limb before a cloud. Looks at Hakam Saki. Anyway, you have to
unload.
Unload. I'll shoot the limb before it. Bechinam Mischar. You know, you have to do it for free. Only Mischar. Man Shalit is the high svar. That's Rabbanon. Because basically the sheet is that we had yesterday that everything's Bechinam. Because of a pasuk. Rabbanon have the pasuk. Sorry, Rabbanon have the pasuk. He has heels. Let me sign me crow. So according to him, everything is bechinam. According to Rabban, it's not because it means that we are going with Rabban. He's even going with Rabban. We say clearly, we're not going with Rabban. So what I'm saying, let him be said clearly. With the inus of a clear Rabban, yeah, he is your basic clearly, and in the Gabi Tein, he holds like Rabban. So that's the end of the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Kisira Yachal Afilu Merachek. Tamlana Kisifka, you have to actually get there. Ikisifka Yachal Pegia Mamish. You have to actually touch the animal. You have to Mamish be there face to face. Tamlana Kisira Veizu Ria Sheshba Pegia Shir Chacham Echol Mesheva O Mechza Bemil, which is, I think it's like 2,000 Am or something. I don't know the, what is the number? Is there a number there? I think it's like 2,000 amas.
A mil is 2,000 amas.
No, but this is Shiva. This is Sheva or Mechza mil. So one.
Three or 4,000 feet.
2,000 feet. Oh, a mil is 2,000 amas?
Yeah.
A mil is 2,000
amas. Oh, so it's less than 2,000 amas. It's a few hundred feet.
3 or 4,000 feet? That's a wide range.
No, it's 2/15 of a mil. And a mil is 2,000 amas, which is 3 or 4,000 feet.
Right, so it's like 2,000 feet. 2:15 though, yeah.
That pretty much covers himself.
Yeah. Okay, so I was right. It was anywhere between 1 and 4,000 feet.
That's 2:15, so
no. There's, which is 3 or 4,000 feet?
No.
Okay.
The question is exactly how much a mil is.
A mil is 2,000 arms, which is about 4,000 feet. If you go with the
Or 3,000.
Or 3,000.
Right. That's why.
Okay, you got to go with Stikachinsky's share. So the Gemara says, a mil, mazel ris, tana. What does it mean, mud the imay parsa? It means when you load up the animal, so this is how Rashi learns. So Rashi learns, what does it mean, mud the imay parsa? Rashi learns, after you load up the animal, you make sure that the animal doesn't have a relapse and fall off the packages. Otherwise, it could be you load it on, and then 20 feet later, you leave. You have to follow the animal. When Chaverim comes to help you out, they got to, you know, keep the text message open. Make sure the guy's battery doesn't die. All right? Like the guy, there was a guy in Yeshiva, he went to a guy in BMG, his car never started, so he finally went to get the battery pack from the guy in a battery pack. He went every day, he would go and start his car, and he would go bring the battery pack back. The guy saw a car running. He boosted his car, finally got it started. A guy sees a car running, shut it off. So you save a guy, right? We said you have to save a guy's electric. Hey, so he shuts off the thing. He has to go.
He say at least we heard the story?
Right? Yeah.
You said the story, or Judah said the story?
He said it.
He said the story.
Judah said the story. Right?
No.
Right, he's
maybe Judah was the guy, and that he was the other guy.
Anyway, so Rashi learns.
What did he say?
Rashi learns the mother of Rav said you have to go follow him. Tosis doesn't learn this. Tosis learns different. Tosis learns Masha Mulda Uba Prikamari. We're talking about that he took it off. Shiyari Pen Yarbis. Diva Tina Pshita Dotina Gufa Bascha. The Kolchka Masha Mulda. We're going according to Te'ina is Bishar, according to Rabban. So of course the fact that you have to follow it, you get paid. So he's saying it's Lagabi the unloading. You're nervous it's gonna keep on buckling. So that's what you have to watch the animal a little bit. It's interesting, the Lagabi Tzar Balachayim, the Gemara doesn't really come out what it is. So the Yisden and Yudah, if you're allowed to go hunting. I guess same thing would be fishing, I don't know. So he said hunting, he says there's three problems. First of all, it's a waste of time. And second of all, he says it's mice and Nishkan Yiddish is after go hunting. And the third thing is something else. Oh, it's things that he says that's dangerous because you're dealing with a gun, with that kind of stuff. It's a dangerous thing. You shouldn't be involved in such kind of stuff. Potashkas. If you're hunting to put it,
you use the hide.
No, you could get some, right? You hunt the animal they eat.
If you can wound it, in a way that it's not.
You hide. You use the hide.
Right. Mule hide. Have we got some of this oven? Yeah. Dr. Mishnah.
The guy was able to
shecht with an arrow. Yeah. Zok the Mishnah. Avei dosoi, avei is ovid, avei dosoi kedemes.
Rashi and Tosfos are not necessarily arguing.
Tosfos and Rashi are not arguing?
Not necessarily.
Where's Tosfos?
Tosfos is just saying that.
Where's Tosfos?
And that's the schar, Rashi Mavda.
Tosfos is saying that he takes the schar that the schar is on only on
the prekamayr. There's a prekamayr, right? Rash is a mother, laach is a tino.
That's not so talking about schar. He's just saying that you have to continue.
Two separate
exactly.
Acts.
Exactly. But the Rash is not talking about schar.
No, but I'm saying Rash is talking about that it's a tino that you loaded him up.
First time that we unloaded him. You have to go afterwards.
Right, when?
After you load it.
So Rash is talking about preka, not loaded, unloaded. I'm talking about two different acts of chesed. It's te'ina or prika. Tesis shpar is because if it's te'ina, then it's partial you get schar, because even for the whole te'ina you get schar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Zok, we'll let you go with that. Zok the Mishnah. Avedasoi, Avedas Aviv. So Avedasoi Kodemus. Here's Avedas first. Avedasoi, Avedas Rabbi. Shaloi Kodem. Avedas Avedas Rabbi Shaloi Kodem. His is first. What about Avedas of Avedas Rabbi? Shorabbi Kodemus. Why? Shorabbi Vila Mazet. The Rabbi Shalom the Chachma Mavila Chayim Abav.
So just stick with Kibbutz Avedas Matzet?
No, see.
With the Rabbi?
Do Rabbi first.
I know, so just stick with Kibbutz Avedas. What's the Kibbutz? Well,
not Kibbutz Avedas.
I understand, but.
I care, because the Rabbi is more Chashiv. Is.
So Kibbutz Avedas stretches the Rabbi?
No, it goes off. You don't do Kibbutz Avedas. Do kibud rav over kibud avim. Vim avim chacham. If papa is a chacham, so avim kademus.
What's the midrash of kibud rav?
No, it's not the midrash. He's saying that he brought you. He gave you more.
That's what
he was asking. He gave you more.
I thought kibud rav is the midrash. Should be good.
Rav isn't. Doesn't say
kibud avim.
No. Who says you can't do both? Rather. It's Avedas Kadamis. It doesn't mean you can't do both, but you have to do one first.
I mean, the one's more important than another, right?
Right. More important doesn't mean you have to
keep it
out of
it. Keep it out of it. It's the rest. It
should be more important. Like
you're still giving your father's thing back. Why does it be first?
That's where kibud comes in.
You think the rest means first.
Yeah. I guess
it's like
more cautious.
It's like the chiv is the reason for the chiv.
Although you come before your rav, but you don't come before your father.
You come before your father.
You don't come before your father. Father. No.
She's like the mitzvah of kibud.
Who's avodasoi? Not the father.
Who stretches?
No, yours. Right, your own is also.
But the rabbi comes before him.
The rabbi comes before the father. You always come before anybody.
You're first.
You always first.
Avid avodasoi, avodas rabbi.
Avedas Kodem.
Meaning the rabbi?
No.
No, the yours.
Shalai.
Shalai Chabayavi.
And Avedas Kodem, Avedas Aviv?
Shalai.
No, Avedas Kodem.
Right. That's you.
That's you. Mm-hmm. So both of them are you?
Yeah.
Why two different genres?
One's yours and your father's, one's yours and
your father's. No, not yours. Yeah, one's yours and your Rebbe. Why two different genres? Why one would say Avedas Kodem and one Shalai?
I don't know, but the reason why
I put them in two different things.
The reason why by the father and by the Rebbe, yours is first, because Ef Shalaych of Evi. Because you have a chiyuv to support your family first. So it doesn't matter, it's Kibra Av, it goes away. So you see that Kibra Av,
seems like Kibra Av is a svar, maybe.
No. There's a plus to Ef Shalaych of Evi. When it comes
to. That's about you.
It seems
like there's a svar mevi'oi and chayal mabos.
No, I'm saying before mevi'oi. Why is avedas a rabbi? Why is your if your father has aveda and you have aveda, yours is first. Why? I keep it aveim. That's chol yevi'em. So lagabi, as long as there's a reason that you could do that, you're doing somebody else's first. You're not being pegay in your father's covered. He's your rabbi. He brought the chayal mabos. That's not pegay in the covered.
Yeah, he says the reason why a rabbi is because your father has a chiyuv
to count the rabbi.
He's saying that's what that's the reason.
That's like huva avim
comes first before the father.
Why does the father?
Okay,
it seems clearly that the rabbi comes first.
Yeah,
no, we know that.
I'm saying overall.
But you and your father is just the raisa, and still you have a chiyuv to do it first. As long as you're not forgetting your father's covered, that's not a chiv kibra avim. The reason why it's not forgetting because it didn't have
to do with the avim. It seems not to do with this gemara. It seems everything with the rebbe
comes first. Maybe the kind of okay.
I guess the svar is not really.
Vim aviv chacham shal aviv kedemes. Are you aviv rami noisem asoi? Meniach Sharabi, Vak Meniach Shalavah. So if his Rebbe and his father are carrying a package, and they're both buckling, so you do is you do the fathers and then you do Meniach Shal Rabbi, you help the Rebbe, Vak Meniach Shalavah. Hay Avi Rabbi Beis Hashavi. And by the way, that's why if the who says din av? Why is it to be a din av? As long as you're not forgetting your father's cover, it's not a problem. First you do the Rebbe, again for the same reason, then you play his Av. Avi Chacham, play his Av, play his Rabbi. Now, this Avi Chacham means he's as big as a Chacham as the Rebbe. Does it mean that he's a Tam Chacham Muflud like your Rosh Yeshiva?
No.
What if he's not a Tam Chacham Muflud? He's just a guy learning man. How, what does it mean, Aviv Chacham? What does that mean?
That's all it means.
It's delivered.
What does it mean?
He's a Chacham.
So then every father learns something. So unless your father's Am Aretz, you're saying you go with your father?
It's
not
Pashas.
Not Pashas. It's a Shiloh. Saying there has to be that he has to be some kind of Tam Chacham. But it doesn't have to be the Tam Chacham of your Rebbe. But it has to be that he's also Malamdoi, means your Rebbe also is Mevi'il Chayil Mabo. It has to be Mevi'il Chayil Mabo.
Your father's always your Rebbe.
It's Mevi'il Chayil Mabo. If your father never taught you Torah, you'd be a Tam Chacham if he's never teaching you anything.
Exactly. Every father teaches, as long as he's a Chacham, he's teaching his kids stuff, right?
That's
not what I'm saying. You're teaching.
Yeah.
That's the average guy that looks upon them qualifies.
The what? No, I don't think so.
Why? You ever taught your kid something during Avos Avodah?
Nope. So Gemara says. So Gemara says, "Menan Emili." How do you know? There's a Yudam Rav. I'm akra Epis Kloicha Evyoin Shalacha Kaidem LeShachol Adam. There's a chiyah for you to take care of your family. Masayesa Gam LeBasi. You know, like when Yaakov said. And Eli said, it's a dechiyah for a person to support his family.
Happy birthday.
And you go first to your stuff before Papa and before the Rebbe. When we do kach. What does it mean? That if you're makbin on these things, and it's going on overall, it's not going just on this halacha, this is an overall assessment of a yid, and what I'm saying is, don't be nitty gritty when it comes to your stuff as opposed to other people's stuff. When it comes to do chesed, don't look so close into it. Do what you gotta do. Do the chesed. Even if you're first, do the other person's chesed. And the Ben Yehuda brings an amazing story from the Mara Kohen. He brings from the Mara Kohen, Marav Aaron Kohen, HaKohen, that there was a father, there was a kid walking in the street, and he meets his grandfather, homeless on the street, lying in the street. And the grandfather asked the grandkid if he could please get him a coat. He's freezing. So he went home and he told his father, I need to get a coat for Zaidi, who's lying homeless in the street. So he says, go in the attic, there's coats there, go take a coat. So he went in the attic and he wasn't coming down for a while. He brings down, he was in the bite, it says Aliyah. And he finally calls him, and he went up. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm cutting the coat into two, so one for Zaidi, and when you get older, and you'll be in the street, I'll give you half a coat also. And the father realized that throwing the father out and not taking care of his father, this is what the kid's going to do to you. So he says, it's the same thing, Lagabi, this. You should not be makbid on things. You're makbid on things, even if you have a heter, and you have a place to hang your hat on. It's Seifel Bala Dekah, and they speak out Seifel Bala Dekah. It's not Pasha. Don't be a stickler against Gemil Chesodim, even though you have a place to hang your hat on.
Don't follow everyday Raisa.
Very important lesson. How your other Rabbi Noisim Asoy. So your Rebbe, your Aviv and your Rabbi, one of them. Avi Rabbi carrying a package. So halacha is first you help the rabbi, then you help your father. Tell me about him. Rabbi Shamru. What kind of rabbi are we talking about? Rabbi Shlomdu Chachma. The little rabbi Shlomdu Mikro Mishnah. Did I mail? He taught you Chachma. And Rashi says that it's the, he taught you how to be a lamdan, or a shashiva. Has the roichach masay. Now it doesn't matter if it's mikra, mishnah, gemara, whatever your roichach masay is. Rabbi Yosi amafilu loyher einov el mishnah achas zel rabbi, which is very, very hard because that means anybody, the many people taught each other things. Amar Rav Goin, Rav Schoira, the Asbron Zuhuma.
This is why we prepare the night before. So that you're not a rabbi.
So Rav, you're me. You don't have to worry about it. Rav Sechayer, the Asbra Zeruma Listeron, that he explained the Gemara. It's a shaila what this means. The Ash says we didn't know what it was, but we didn't know what it was, and he taught us what it was. It was a big spoon. They take off the fat from the kadeira. That's one shot. I saw another shot that it's a double sided spoon. It's a fork and a spoon together. So he didn't know what it was, he taught him what it was. So even if he taught him just that, which is Negei El Halacha, whatever it was over the entirest, that is considered a Rebbe. Shmuel Kara Mani Alel. He ripped his clothes. Like a Talmud L'Rav. Kara Mani Alel. Homer Rabban and the Asbre on this Rebbe that taught him, Echad Yorud La'ama Ashechi Ve'echad Pesach. Kevon. And there's Halacha, it's a Gemara, Rashi goes in length over here, Masechta Tamid. Basically, the Shiloh, how you got in the morning to open the doors of the Heichal. The person who did the Mizbeach, the Dishon of the Mizbeach, how he got in. There's a question how either there was a double door or there was a hole in the door that you stuck your hand in all the way down. There was like some kind of lever that you had to open up and you stuck your hand all the way to your armpit. That's basically Shechi. You'd stick your hand all the way in. Lift this lever, then a little door open, then you'd go in and there would be a door straight, a lock straight ahead on you. There was two different things. So this that he explained in this method of how to get in, that was enough that he was considered a Rebbe. Amar Ulo, Tamidei Chacham Shel Bavel, Oyvim Zem Lifnei Zeh, they stand up one another, the Koren Zel Zeh, and they rip clothing one another. Lein Yavedam, B'makam Ovev, Ein Chazim El Rabim Bovev. Lamais Lein Yavedam, you only go back, go to Rabbi Muvik. Has to be someone that's mamish your rebbe, and it's a shaila today if there's bechlal such thing as a rabbi muvik. The Chasam Sofer had a rabbi muvik, right? Malchi, what was his name?
There's two.
Nelson Adler. The Chasam Sofer had a rabbi muvik. But today it's not posh that we have a rabbi muvik, because the old days a rabbi muvik means he basically took over your whole life. Today we don't really have it. You go to yeshiva.
Probably Rav David had it.
Whatever. I don't know if today's just in Ram Movik. The post can speak out today's notion is Ram Movik. But anyway, what's this Tamid Chamisha Bubble Omni Zebze? So they speak out. I saw a few things. The Tamid Chamisha Bubble, they would be very sharp one another. So because they'd be very sharp one another, they made sure to Muhammad one another. That's one shot. Another shot is they would fight in Riksadar Isa. Also, they would Muhammad each other also. Zok the Gemara, Kabayne Rav Chizdim Ravura, Talmud v'tzarech loy Rabbi Mai. He basically is asking a Talmud that needs his Rebbe, what's the halacha? Or a Talmud v'tzarech, right? Rabbi needs him. What's the halacha? That means is that considered a Rebbe? Means the question is that before his father Lin Yaveda? As we said, a rabbi goes before a father, because he may be the chayyar l'maba. Over here, the rabbi needs him. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, Amalei chizda chizda, lo tzechizna lach. He basically was taking it as an insult. The shayla had to learn this, but basically he was taking it as an insult. I don't need you. At shrichas li. At shrichas li, adar borim shnin. So the question how to learn this Gemara is either Ad Shuchas Li Adar Borim Shnin, you need me for 40 more years, or Adar Borim Shnin Ikvid Adadi. That for 40 years, the Adar Borim Shnin is either going on the Ikvid Adadi or it's going on the first part. So either he said, Marajaka was obviously telling him off, but he was telling him, you need me for 40 years, or for 40 years, they're both upset with each other. They didn't go to see each other. Yasser Chiz Adar Borim Tanisim, Shnuchal Shdaite, Yavuna. Because he You be able them, and you also have one arba'im tanisim from the chashda of chizda. So either both of them, they were in tainis. Itmar, this is why Yisrael Amar Yechon Alach Rav Yehuda. Who's Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda is the one that said Rav Chachmasai. It doesn't matter what it was. Rav Achmar Yehuda Amar says Alach Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi is the one that said even one Mishnah. Umir Rav Yechon Alach, Rav Yechon Alach is Tam Mishnah. But then Rav Shlomo Chachma, my Chachma, Rav Chachmasai. My Chachma, Rav Chachmasai. It's merely he doesn't know where he got it from. Tarabaran. Oiskim a mikro, midavayna mido. It's good, but it's not the right thing. Really, the Rashi says Mishnah and Gemara yachrim mena. Shulam Megirsa Mishtachim Remein Lo Yegemara Mishtachim Remein Lo Yegemara Shiksav Gam Lo Yenitelichter. You weren't allowed to write because the Torah you're not allowed to write in those days. Only afterwards, what's that thing? Eis Las Hashem Yifrei Tzarecha. You were allowed to write because people were forgetting. But there are certain Tekufa and Klai, so you weren't allowed to write. So people will forget. So Mela, it was very important to learn Mishnah and Gemara. God is going to make her a Mida ben Mida. Mishnah Mida ben Oitlan Leschar. Gemara ain't like Mida Gadol Mazu. Loi Lama Ava Rats Le Mishnah Yesem and Gemara. You should run to a Mishnah Yesem and Gemara. What does it mean Rats Le Mishnah? So it's a Shal, what this means, but I saw the Pnei Menachem brings down that Rats Le Mishnah means that whenever you Rats, you have a Mishnah, if you learn Mishnahis, you're able to chazer Mishnahis, it's an easy thing to remember. So, Mela, every year rots, you're able to learn Mishnah. Yes, and Gemara. Hunger because I'm a Gemara, and 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 I'm a Gemara. So, which one is it? Seems to be that Gemara is the Iker. I'm a Yechanan, be may Rebbe, Nishas Mishnah Zu. That when it says that Eilach Mida Gedel Mazu is only later on. Mishnah Shavku Kula Am Masnisa V'Azabas Gemara. How the Darshlu V'Loyim Am Ratz Mishnah Yisam and Gemara. And then afterwards, at first it was the Shulur and Gemara, and then once it was they were worried they're going to forget.
Once they wrote down the Mishnah,
we already they wanted you should be able to remember the Gersus and everything. So then it's Loyim Ratz Mishnah Yisam and Gemara. My darsh, kedarsh of Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, Ma'ak said, Hagei la'ami, kisham. Hagei la'ami, pisham, Rabbeis Yaakov chatosam, Hagei la'ami, pisham, elotam ilcham. Sheshkogos, naslam kizdoinus. That their, shkogos means their, mistakes are like, Mazed, the base Yaakov Tosam, Elo Ameosh is Dinas Nasim Shkogas. Behind the time, Yuda Omer have a Zorba Talmud, Shkigas Talmud, Elo Zodan. That is a little shverah thing because basically it's better to be Amara. Because you're Talmud Kochum, you're Dinas, and you're Shkogas, like it's Dinas. No matter what you do, you lose out. Why would I want to be a Talmud Kochum? I'd rather be Amara. Because you're better off. So my show is the Kasha. Masha says, this is surely the kind of question.
I don't want to hear the answer.
Zot de Masha, b'chayil fi amuvin, v'chuven es amaymer, shiakol am oretz, parik menol teira. Every amur say, I'm not learning, or parik ta'as from the intam teira. Ki toiv loy, kein, shi yez doinus, na'as ha'shkogus. Mishi yim, v'yu, na'as ha'shkogus, doinus. So he brings down, so he says a pshat, which doesn't fit in the posh of pshat in the Gemara.
Elo amel arches is done based on Nasus and Kishkogos. Isn't that the Gemara saying? Behind the town of Yudai, my bizarre Batama, Shishigas, Tama, the Eidos of them?
Yeah, it's
Gemara's
Gemara.
Why don't you say it's great responsibility? Great patterns, great responsibility. If you're negligent, don't fuck me. Worse off, doesn't mean you shouldn't be don't fuck me. Nobody doesn't want to be a president that has great responsibility.
Right, and each state comes along with.
Yeah, but president, you have a choice. You don't have to become president. You don't have a, technically, you don't have a choice of not learning.
I said, but I don't think that would prove something.
Mm-hmm. We'll put it out on the chat later.
It brings down.
There's an answer.
No, only
every other Gemara that talks about how many Chumra number is very not
compliant. It's easy to make it this stuff.
Pretty sure that's where to go.
He says that the. that Tama, he's learning that Tama Chacham. He's doing his nasik shkogus. He says that he's watch as doing nasik shkogus means that shkogus nasik shdoinus means that he watches himself shkogus like shdoinus. He's learning them shan the gemara. It's not shad that his shkogus turned into shdoinus. He's so nizer means the mile on tam chacham. He's so nizer and shkogus that likes shdoinus. But it's not pashut shan the gemara. But Yeshua has a whole arichas on this. He doesn't like the pshat. He says that it's not part of pshat in the Gemara, and we don't know where he gets it from. He just goes into a whole longer arichas. Anyway, shkogas nasik does the bezak, but also elu amarish does nasik mishkogas. My time you do, my reserve a talmud shkogas talmud oilu zodim. So do you do Rabbi Loi? My yachsev shimu dvar Hashem acharedim el devaroi. Can I read this pasuk? El devaroi. El devaroi. Elu talmud chomer. Achechem elu ba'al mikro, sanechem elu ba'al mishnah, menadechem elu am oret. Shem atan posak sivaram batul sikuyim, that they have no hope. So Gemara says, Tavlev nir b'simchaskam, Shem atan Yisrael yivoyshu, Tavlev mer behem yivoyshu, Ayvukhoi yivoyshu v'Yisrael yismuchu. So it means as long, even if the amaratzim, that they're going to be embarrassed, but Yisrael, Yismachu, even the people who are not learning. Hanloch elam etzias, hanloch elam etzias, hanloch elam etzias. It's not like hamafkid. The hamafkid is four shomrim. There's shomer chinam, shomer sachar, shoyel, and sachar. And sorry. So shomer chinam is patur gnev aveda, and it's only chayav mashiach. He's watching for free. That's all he's chayav. Shomer sachar is chayav gnev aveda. And a shayel is only chayiv mesa machas malacha. It's the only thing chayiv. If it dies, if it's no mesa machas chayiv.
Chayiv everything else too. Shayel. Sure, chayiv on meva veidam shia and all that.
Sorry, shayel.
Just add it.
Also chayiv.
Is only mesa. Shayel is only mesa machas malacha. The p'tur is only mesa malacha. Yeah, you're only part of mesa machas malacha. Right. Sorry. And a seicher is a machlok is what it is. If it's like a Shem Echinam or like a Shem Sacha. Machlok is the Gemara. So it's not the Gemara. I'm afkid it's chaveh behem my kelim. If I entrust a guy with my animal or my kelim, v'nignavu, oisha avdu, they got stolen or got lost. So shilim v'leretz l'shava. He doesn't want to make a shvua. Shvua is a very chamadika thing. So he says, I'd rather pay you. I'll pay you the $100. Well, hopefully we'll find the guy over here. He reported it. Shari Amu Shem Echinam, we're going by Shem Echinam over here, Nishba V'yaitzah. So he could swear, and he's Scott free, so he's part of Ganev Aveh, but he has to make a shvur, because maybe he stole himself. But this guy doesn't want to swear, so he pays. Nimsa Ganev, the next day the police department comes, they say, we found the Cadillac. Misham Shom Ekeful, Tavamachim Misham Shom Avachim Mishalim, Misham, who do you pay? And Misham called an Etzli. Because now that chaplain swore that he didn't take it, and it got stolen, now he owns this, now Shabbat didn't swear, and he says, I'm willing to pay you for the item, and I don't want to swear, it's too common for me, but I know I didn't steal it. The next day when they find the car, you have to pay double, but you get it, because you're kinder now, it becomes your item, you're kinder. Nishba l'yotzul sham, what if Shabbat says, no, I'll swear, I'm not scared, no problem. Nimsa gan, shal shal kefil, tavach mam sham, shal mabach mishal, mi mishal, v'bal b'kadam. You weren't kinder, you swore that's not you, now it reverts back to the owner.
He never bought it off.
Yeah. So Gemara says, "Lama l'mister behem, lama l'mister kelim." What is it both cases for? So Gemara says, "Tzricha, tzrichi." Itar behema, If it says behema, I mean a behemu the makni le kvelo. Shouldn't have shtichali luye lafuka. You've worked on it. You're busy your whole day with it. I'm a kelim. All was sat in your garage. When I was shachai, I'm a loy makni. Means I was never makni you just because you paid me. Fine, I'm happy you paid me. Doesn't mean I gave you all of my item. If you worked hard on my item, there's a cow, so you took care of it. Fine. But a kelim echtesi, I didn't give it over to you. The chiddush that no goes, it still goes over.
Well, he's done a kelim. That the kelim goes back, he gets the money back.
No,
paid him
the kefil. The money, I understand, but the kefil. Why does Chabot get the kefil? It's my item. Just because he paid me for it, he paid.
I don't understand.
Chabot says, I don't want to swear. Chabot says, I'm not swearing. I say, listen, where's my lawnmower? So I got stolen. Okay, so
he gave you money now.
So right? No, it's right, but he didn't give me. I didn't sell him the item. He gave money because he doesn't want to swear. It's his. That's a him problem, not my problem. He didn't buy it off me. He bought it off me.
What's the problem?
If you gave money, what? It's a transaction.
Right. No.
Exactly.
Yes. What
transaction?
Why did he give me money?
Back after.
Why did he give me money?
I'll give you back the money.
What?
No, you
gotta give him back.
He gives back the money. What's the money? What about the kefil?
How do you have a right to do that?
What's the big
deal? It's a Kenyan.
Who said? I didn't sell you to Kaylee.
He gave him the money.
No, he bought away the
shvua. He only gave him money because he has his mechuyah to give him the money.
He bought away the shvua. It's either you swear or you pay.
I understand it's because of the shvua, but you're giving it for the chepes.
But do I, am I in the picture? It's my chepes. Do I have to be maskim? I'm not interested in selling you.
Take the money.
What do you mean? That's a chiyuv in
the Torah.
Take
the money.
No, that's a chiyuv in the Torah.
Why?
Why can't I say, I'm taking the money, and when we find the animal, I'll give you back your money, and I'm keeping the chepes. That makes a lot of sense.
It's no different that if somebody finds it, let's say it was an Aveda, he lost it.
No, but it's not an Aveda.
It's a negligent. What's the difference?
Because over here, it's my item.
An Aveda.
I'm not giving up my item. I want my lawnmower.
Let's say it wasn't stolen. The guy lost it. He was a Peshaya. Yeah. So now he paid. Now he gives it. If somebody finds the Kaylee, the original Baal could say, now give it back to me.
It's not the cable, but not the original cable.
Avi.
What's the difference?
Yeah,
it's a canal. You have the right to it.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Gemara is saying that if you were not mocking it, you're not mocking it. I don't know. I know the question is. I don't know. Why does Chappell have a right to my kefil? He has a right to get his money back. That's it. But the Gemara is saying that you are mocking it.
That's
totally
incorrect.
I don't think you get the item back.
Totally
incorrect.
Personal
insurance paper. Certainly you get the item back over here.
No, I think you do get that.
Now, if they sell it,
they make the money. Exactly. That's the point here.
Yeah.
No, the Gemara is saying the opposite.
No, it's the Shaitan.
The
Shaitan means you find the item.
Yeah, but the Kaifa, the Shaitan, you should go to the Baal, which would be me.
That's the Shaitan says no.
The Gemara says, "Al behem the chitav v'chamav v'chamav shulam d'avei, eim aloi makolei, ve'ela tzuicha." You need both cases.
You're saying exactly what I'm saying.
No, okay.
You are not.
Sure you are.
Oh, you weren't here?
That's exactly the point that I'm saying.
Our ears too.
Beis.
My tongue is.
Beis. Yes. Shloish dvarim amar kiva al shnayim oidlo v'alecha b'hedloi. What are they? So first one is alsan l'shosaidim. It's basically a shoe that they wear just to protect their foot, shouldn't get burnt from the plaster. We call it medrus. That's considered a shoe. Al shiur tanor arba has to be four tefachim. Shayar mal shloisha al shloisha b'hedloi. Two of the planks of wood. It's still considered a keli. He holds not.
Huh?
Yeah, Shakoyach. Have a great day.